This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive $289 a month, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
All right, we're grinding.
Feels like your voice is grinding a little bit, brother.
Hey, it's 7 days, bro. I haven't taken a day off, bro.
I can't imagine.
Every day I'm working, man. I'm working, trying to build a whole radio station. Yesterday I was doing the Inter-Miami broadcast. Here we are Sunday morning. We're at Craig's Inn, Acura Pembroke Pines, the finest Acura dealership on the planet. Come on by, 15601 Pines Boulevard. We'll be out here till noon, broadcasting live, having some fun. I'm actually looking forward to relaxing in the 1 o'clock hour, watch the Red Zone channel for a couple of hours before the Dolphin game at 4. I am looking forward to that. You got your mic on. And so, that I think is going to be a lot of fun that I get to kind of chill and relax there. I look forward to it. I'll have my computer on. I'll be writing stuff for the station because I've got to write promos and all kinds of different things that I've got to write and create for the station. But, there's nothing wrong with work when you love it, okay? And obviously, if I'm doing this 7 days a week, I love it. Obviously, I could have gone to 8 different directions in my life after I got fired at QAM. But I was for 11 months like a caged animal waiting to get fired because I wanted to start my next move. You know what I mean? And I'm not an oh, woe is me guy. I don't point fingers. I don't blame anybody. I don't do any of that stuff. I find a way to overcome and I move on. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, we have too many people in this world that, it's kind of the old woe is me type of attitude. And to me, I've never been that person. And so, sometimes people say to me, well, hey, you work a lot. Yeah, I do, but I love what I do. So it's not when you do something that you passionately love, I don't think that affects you in any way, shape or form because it's good pressure. Now, if you're overworked, overstressed, and you hate what you do, oh, man, that's not good. And that's a lot of America. That's a lot of the world. You know what I mean? And that's why I guess I fight for this every day, because this is what I want to do. You know, and I'm so blessed because 10 years ago, there's no way I could have survived with just a podcast. There was no interest in that kind of stuff. Now, that's where we're going. Terrestrial radio's dying. People aren't sitting in their cars and listening to half hours of commercials, dude. They're not doing that anymore. Even at Onside, we're going to have very short breaks. We're not going to have long breaks. It's going to be a digital platform. We're going to have a lot of podcasted. Everything will be podcasted and segmented and all of that, because that's how people want it. They want a la carte. Some people may not want to hear my Marlins segment. They want me to talk about the Canes and the Dolphins and the Heat, but they don't want to hear about the Panthers, or they don't want to hear about Inter, or they don't want to, it is what it is. Now, some people may want to hear the Inter segment, and they don't want to hear about the Dolphins. We take care of everybody that way. That's how we do it on our show. I never shy away from any subject. The XFL was playing, boom. We got plenty of downloads with the XFL segments. There were people that wanted it. I get there were some of you that tuned out from the XFL segment. I understand, but I can't make everybody happy. You know what I mean? But in life, you got to try to make yourself happy. And even though today I'm working and it's 7 days a week and I'm no different than some of you out there that sometimes have to grind a couple jobs and you work 7 days a week, but I love what I do because, hey, look, I'm done at noon now, and then I get to go home, and I'll relax with the wife and the doggies and watch some football. That's it, and I'll be fine, man. Clee Torres giving us a little love on the Super Chat. Thank you, Klee. Appreciate you, my brother. He says, hardest working man in sports business. I don't know about that, but I know that we work hard. But I appreciate it.
Yeah, you are the James Brown of radio, bro.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll try. We will try. Actually, Bill, if I'm mistaken, it was Elvis Presley's outfit when he hits 3,000. Okay.
They keep up in the ante on you, brother.
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you, give me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Let's see. Dan Guzman says, any input on the Canes win yesterday? Yes. Let me give you, before I get into a little Dolphins with you, let me get into a little Canes. They beat Pitt yesterday, 31-19. And, look, they did a nice job in bending but not breaking because they limited Pitt to a lot of field goals, right? So that was positive. But overall, Pitt still passed for 278 yards on them. They still were able to – I think they allowed like 300 yards total. But to me, it wasn't an impressive win. I'm not impressed with De'Eriq King. I don't think he's much of a quarterback. I think he's an athlete that tries to play quarterback. You know what I mean? And so I get it that in this level, you can win with that. But I don't think – when you don't have an accurate quarterback and you have mediocre receivers – my Lord, that is a dangerous combination. Oh, and let me add mediocre coach, too. Still too many mistakes. Still too many stupid penalties that if they're playing teams of quality, they've got no shot to beat. You know, UM is – remember, in music history, this goes with this. Joe Egan is celebrating a birthday today, okay? He was born on this date in 1949. Do you know who Joe Egan is, Bill?
I have no idea, bro.
You do.
I do.
You do. You don't really know him by name, but you know the band. Steeler's Wheels. Stuck in the middle with you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Obviously, right?
No doubt.
Reservoir Dogs. Michael Madsen, cutting out the ear.
Love that scene when he's dancing around with the razor blade.
One of the greatest scenes of all time, bro. It's like one of the greatest scenes of all time.
Holding a gas can.
Yeah, I love it. And so that movie's so well written. I just could sit there and listen to the dialogue all day. Anyway, so Stuck in the Middle, I used to make fun of the Dolphins. For those of you that follow the show, that was my theme song for the Dolphins. That they were stuck in the middle. They were good enough usually to beat the really bad teams, but never good enough to beat the good teams. Guess who's stuck in the middle again? The Miami Hurricanes. The Miami Hurricanes, the way they're coached, the way they're built, the way they play, they don't belong anywhere at the top with the real teams in football. Nothing. Okay? They'll get smoked by all those teams. They're good enough to beat the Pitts and FSUs and, you know, any of those other crappy teams that are out there that are at their level or below them. And so the Stuck in the Middle song has now moved south to Coral Gables. And
just to pile on the reality check. If I'm not mistaken, Pittsburgh's starting quarterback stayed up in Pitt, correct?
Yes, Pickett.
So,
Pickett.
You know, your starting quarterback is worth a few points, right?
You were playing against their second and third string quarterback.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the freshman. And the one guy just, his arm, man, I just like, wow. Looked like loaves of bread he was throwing around all over the place. UM was 4 of 13 on third down efficiency. Total yards, 331 to 300. You know what I mean? It wasn't like it was this incredible performance. Oh, and by the way, they had all the young quarterbacks, and they didn't throw interceptions. Our guy threw two. One was really bad. Rushing, I'll give them that. At least they did a decent job there. They rushed 42 times for 109 yards. 2.6 isn't impressive, but 109 to 22 is slightly better because they got 0.8. Penalties, 5 for 55, not a lot, but there were key stupid penalties at times. They had the two turnovers, obviously. I wasn't that impressed with the U yesterday. It was a win. I'm happy they improved to 4-1, but it's a 4-1 that's a fraudulent 4-1. That's the way I see it. I'm sorry. I just don't look at this UM team, and I don't look at Manny Diaz like they're making any kind of progress. I look at Brian Flores, and his team continually gets better. And with Manny, there's nothing, man. He just doesn't do it for me right now. Now he's got a few games left, obviously. We'll see how he finishes out the season. We'll see if they improve. We'll see if they can actually come up with, you know, big time quality wins. Because you think about it, let me see. I don't think they have a quality win on the schedule, correct? They beat UAB, they beat Louisville, they beat Florida State and Pittsburgh. No quality wins. Because I'm sorry, Louisville, Florida State, and Pittsburgh. It's not quality. It's nothing. Those are Jags. And Virginia's next, then NC State, then Vatech, then Georgia Tech, which got lit up like a Christmas tree yesterday. This kid threw like 5 touchdowns in the first half? Give me a break. The Wake Forest and then North Carolina. It's not like really they have a difficult schedule. But again, they're not that good. So I don't know what you want from me when it comes to UM, but I can't tell you that I'm sitting there and I'm super impressed by what they did. I'm not at all. It does nothing for me whatsoever. So we'll see. I need to see so much more from Manny Diaz before I actually believe that he's the right guy. Right now, I think I was wrong. I'm sorry. Right now, I am as wrong as everybody else that wanted Manny Diaz. And I root for the guy. He's a Miami guy. I want him to do well. But we got to call a spade, man. We can't dodge it. I'm not doing what they do at Intercom and all that. No, dude. I can – at Intercom, did anybody say – they should fire Dale Tallon? Of course not, because they can't. And if I think Manny, I'm not ready to say Manny deserves to get fired yet, but if I feel it, I'll say it. I got no problem with that. You know, we'll do the things here that you can't get on, you know, wussy ass terrestrial radio. It's just, I need to see a lot more from Manny Diaz before I actually think he's the coach. Right now, I'm convinced that I was wrong. That's the only thing I can say, because I wanted him badly. I said, no, that's the guy, bro. Go get him from Temple. Go get him. And so far, he's looking like he only should be a defensive coordinator, not a head coach. Let's just be honest. Rosendo says, sorry, Big O. You have to give Manny the same timetable as you have Flores. You need to give them time. No. Rosendo, let me explain something to you, dude. Adam Gase went 10-6 his first year. By the end of his second year, I was on the brink of firing him. I tore him apart after that second season because you got to show improvement. You can't regress that badly from one year to another. I'm sorry. And then I said, okay, well, the year three will be the end all, the end all be all. And sure enough, he failed, and I wanted him gone. and he was gone. Brian Flores went 0-7, then went 5-4. That's drastic improvement. Today, he can beat the Jets and go 3-3, where last year it took him to week 13 to win his third game. Rosendo, I have to measure somebody on the progress that they can make. And Manny Diaz is not showing me progress. So let me ask you, Rosendo, what do we do? Do we go Joe Philbin and leave him there year after year after year? Do we go Al Golden? And you know he's not the guy, but you leave him there year after year after year? No, bro. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. No. That is, you can't allow somebody that can't do the job to stay on the job. So if this year ends in the same kind of fashion that it did last year, where the team makes stupid mistakes, where the team's not good, where the team's uneven in play, by the end of the year, I may say, hey, guys, I think they've got to make the tough decision and say, Manny, sorry, you're not good enough. So, Rosendo, I could not disagree with you more on that. You got to show me improvement, man. You got to show me that you know what the hell you're doing. And so far, I can't say that Manny knows what the hell he's doing. That's the way I got to look at it. Let's see. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. That's right, Matthew. Thank you, sir. These teams are who we thought they were, including Miami. Are you going to argue with Chris there? Can't argue with Chris there. He's right. Raphael says hello. Raphael, hello. VV Bowski says, when do we get Callaway? I believe it's week 9. I think it's an 8-game suspension, sir. So, no, wait a minute. So they're off week 7. So 9, I think he doesn't play till week 10. Yeah. So he'll play weeks 10 through 17. Okay? He'll play the final 8 games. Because you play your first 8 games in 9 weeks, and then he'll play in week 10, sir. So that would be my guess. He doesn't miss 8 weeks. He misses 8 games. Remember that. I believe I'm right on that. Hey, but listen, you know, Devontae and Preston started to look a lot better last week. They were a little bit more mobile. Let's see what they do today against the Jets. If that trend continues, that's a really nice trend to be on, that by the time you get Callaway, the way Isaiah Ford is playing, the way Gesicki's playing, I'm with you, bro. I'm getting excited. Herman says, Larry Coker. Ha, exactly. You're going to keep Coke around? You got to move on, bro. It's a great job by you, Herman, because we've done this too many times. We know he's not the guy. Right? So you're going to keep, you know, whatever around? No, dude. You're going to extend Joe Philbin after he beats Minnesota in a meaningless game? No, we're not doing that. So I can't. No way. Judge Juno says, Manny has a new system and a new QB. Acknowledge that we are better than last year. No, not really. They're not that much better. Again, there's no quality wins. I'm sorry. You're just going by the 4-1. I'm looking at a team that's undisciplined. I'm looking at a team that makes mistakes. Rhett Lashley, not that impressed. So far, so I'm sorry. The improvements aren't enough for me. Lakeisha, good morning. Haven't seen Lakeisha's name on the board in a while. Shepherd says, I remember a time when this would be a trap game for my Finns. Yeah, you remember that? You're right. But today it's just going to be a plain old ass kicking. That's what it's going to be.
Like you said earlier, look, with what we did traveling west, and you know we don't travel, historically, we do not do well on the West Coast. The way we beat up San Francisco, you got to think that it's a layup for the Jets. The only thing that holds me back, like you said earlier.
Division.
The divisional. Yeah. Exactly, bro. You throw the records out. You throw out the everything because it's a divisional game. You have to.
The fourth point is the reason why I took Cleveland against Pitt. The fourth point, because they've played well enough, and it's a divisional game that is anybody going to be shocked if Cleveland wins today?
No, not the way their offense and, like you said, their defense, the way their two lines are performing, not at all.
No, not at all. So that's why I took them. Fourth point, divisional game.
I mean, to be honest with you all, I'm expecting Cleveland to win today.
Oh, that's strong.
I expect them to win. The way their lines have been performing, bro.
That's strong.
I expect them.
That's strong. Hey, we're out here at Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. You can get 0.99% financing. The 2020 ILX, $199 a month. The 2020 TLX, $259 a month. That's why you got to get on down here. The number one volume sales dealership when it comes to Acuras in the Southeast United States. RDX, $339, only $29.99 due at signing, plus tax tag and registration right here at Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines. Hey, it's Big O for all of your family dental needs. Please reach out to Mudias Dental. I've known Eric for a while, a big fan of our show. Call him at 305-821-0231. Whether it's you or your kids that need some dental help, whether it's implants, Invisaligns, they are the experts. Or if you're just looking to fill a cavity or clean your teeth or maybe even get a crown, you are going to love the professionalism, the family-like atmosphere. And of course, when you talk about being clean, that's what it's all about in today's society. You are going to go to an extremely clean place. Go to MudiasDental.com. Go to the website. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Mudias Dental. Tell them that Big O sent you, 305-821-0231, or go to MudiasDental.com.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com. A travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Hey, it's Big O for all of your CBD, THC, or hookah needs. You got to get on down to VSS West Pines at 12397 Pembroke Road. Yes, they have got legal THC. You've got to check it out. And they've got, of course, when it comes to CBD, flower, tinctures, edibles, for all kinds of reasons, whether it's pain, stress, anxiety, you name it. And don't forget, when you mention my name, you'll get 20% off. Tell the boys out there that I told you to get on down to VSS West Pines, 12397 Pembroke Road, and call them 954-613-3367. Legal THC, CBD, all of your hookah needs. You go to VSS West Pines.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,017,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,013,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.